Welcome to the Business of Government Hour, a conversation about management with a government executive who is changing the way government does business. The Business of Government Hour is produced by the IBM Center for the Business of Government, which was created in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. You can find out more about the center by visiting us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. And now, the Business of Government Hour.
Welcome to a special edition of the Business of Government Hour, a conversation with authors, exploring ideas to improving government effectiveness. I'm Michael Keegan, your host and managing editor of the Business of Government magazine. For over a decade, the IBM Center for the Business of Government has sought to connect research to practice, sponsoring independent third-party research on a broad range of public management topics and issues important to public managers. On his first full day in office, January 21st, 2009, President Obama issued a call for increased openness in government. Subsequently, on December 8th, 2009, the White House issued the federal government's Open Government Directive that emphasized three principles of open government: transparency, participation, and collaboration. The Open Government Directive called upon each federal agency to formulate a plan for how it intended to increase openness and public engagement in its programs and operations. Today, we will explore a roadmap that federal agencies may follow while implementing their open government efforts. We will focus on such questions as, what is open government? How has the Open Government Directive sought to change the way government does business? How has advances in technology made open government more of a reality? We will discuss these questions and more with Professors Kwan-Ho Lee and Yong-Hoon Kwok, authors of the recent IBM Center report, An Open Government Implementation Model, Moving to Increased Public Engagement. Professors, this report comes out on the heels of the first anniversary of the Open Government Directive, which was issued in December of 2009. Would you tell us more about the three principles that frame the Open Government Directive and some of the core requirements federal agencies have to follow to achieve the goal of creating more open government?
Well, the Open Government Directive clearly states that the three principles of transparency, participation, and collaboration form the cornerstone of an open government. The transparency promotes accountability by providing the public with information and data about what the government is doing and how it is performing. On the other hand, participation allows members of the public to contribute their ideas and experience and expertise so that government can make informed and reliable decisions and policies. Collaboration improves the effectiveness of government by encouraging partnerships and cooperation between and across the government, as well as between the government and private institutions. So in order to pursue these three principles of transparency, participation, and collaboration, federal agencies are required to do the following. Number one, publishing government data online. Two, improving the data of their government data. And three, creating and institutionalizing a culture of open government, because culture is a big thing. And finally, number four, creating an enabling policy framework for open government.
That's wonderful. Now, the use of social media has grown exponentially over the last few years. To provide some context, would you briefly outline for us some of the higher points of this growth?
Yeah, well, it has been truly amazing and mind-boggling to watch how social media took off and exploded for the last several years. For instance, Facebook was founded in 2004, and it now has more than 500 million users with a $50 billion valuation. So that's about $100 value per user. So that's pretty amazing. And about 300,000 new users are joining Twitter each and every day. And 2 billion YouTube videos are viewed every day. And Wikipedia, which is online encyclopedia, has published over 9 million articles in 250 different languages. 5 billion photos have been uploaded on Flickr. So all in all, social media has been spreading like wildfire.
And given your research, how are organizations in the public and private sectors leveraging social media to transform the way they work, collaborate, and or innovate?
Well, social media has really enabled new forms of collaboration with not only with your colleagues, but also with people previously unacquainted with one another. So I came across many fascinating stories and cases almost every day about how organizations use the social media to do something they were never able to do before. For example, take Starbucks as an example. When Howard Schultz returned to Starbucks as CEO in January 2008, one of the first things he did to try to turn around the company was launching a website called MyStarbucksIdea.com. So it is an ideation platform where customers come in and submit their ideas to improve and innovate Starbucks products and services. So to date, I found that customers have submitted about 100,000 ideas and suggestions to the website. And actually, Starbucks implemented a number of these ideas for their benefit. So similarly, Lego and Procter & Gamble and BMW and many other organizations have leveraged the social media to innovate their products by collaborating with not only with their employees, but also with customers. Another example might be the Whole Foods Market. They leverage Twitter to get connected with its 1.8 million online customers. Comcast has radically improved their customer services using Twitter as well. So many similar applications can be found in the public sector. As of July 2010, 22 out of 24 major federal agencies have a presence on all three of Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. So using these social media tools, these agencies keep the public informed and engage them in various governing processes. So I believe that social media will play a big role in realizing the vision of the Open Government Directive.
Now, Professor Lee, Professor Kwok, the social media has meant a lot of things to a lot of folks in terms of what exactly it is. And it can be classified, I understand from your report, into two different groups depending on its main purpose. Would you describe those two types of social media?
Yeah, sure. There are different ways to classify social media. We have classified it into two different groups, expressive social media and collaborative social media. When we say expressive social media, it allows people to express and share among themselves text, pictures, videos, music, and any other digital data. Facebook, MySpace, Twitter, YouTube are some of the examples of this type of social media. When you say about collaborative social media, that enables people to work together to achieve common goals. Wikis or Google Docs are example of this type of social media.
I'd like to learn a little bit more about you both. Professor Kwok Lee, would you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, I want to speak firstly about my research interest, if that's okay. Well, I have two streams of research that I'm working on. The first stream of research is about software development processes. So I'm particularly interested in understanding the complex environment in which software teams develop and implement their system development work. So if you think about the environment, we are talking about the global teams, globally geographically distributed teams. And also, increasingly more and more components are going into information systems. And then information systems tend to get intertwined with business processes and suppliers and supply chain. The whole thing gets, you know, involved in information system development. So I'm looking at how software teams can manage this complexity of the environment, technological environment and business environment, and then being able to respond to changing user requirements. Because as you know, if you have a 6 months, 9 months projects going on, chances are your user requirements or system requirements will change as well. So how do you go about responding to user requirement changes and then being able to, you know, to deliver what you promised to deliver at the end of the day? So that's my first research stream. And then my second research stream has to do with social media, open government, and open innovation. So I've been looking at the private sector's the effort to leverage social media to bring their customers and their employees together to improve their innovation, to move forward. And also, as shown in our IBM report here, I've been looking at how government sector and the public sector generally use and leverage social media to transform the way they do their business with the citizens and public.
Professor Kwok?
Yes. My primary research and my research interest and my teaching area is basically project management and project control. So that's my primary interest of field. So I actually teach project management or project management related courses at the George Washington University School of Business. This report is my second report. I have another report that has been published called Project Management in Government, Introduction to On Value Management. So that's my primary interest. But I also are interested in other fields such as technology management, which I think this is related, as well as continuous improvement practices. So this particular model, the government implementation model, you can say that it's more of a continuous improvement process. So that's where this model comes from.
What is the Open Government Implementation Model? We will explore this and more when this special edition of the Business of Government Hour, a conversation with authors, returns.